You're on the air. 434-1790. Hello. Okay. So this notion of bringing a tax, he says, bring a privilege tax. But why is it that you would have to tax them to be able to do that? I thought he was going in the direction where I believe I'm seeing some correspondence and stuff coming from the International Monetary Fund, in which they are talking about taxing the wealthy. And the concern here is that in many countries, the economies are doing well, but the gulf between the people who have a lot of money and those who don't is perceived to be widening. And the view being espoused by the IMF that I've seen is that more needs to be done by countries to try to address that particular problem. I don't know to what extent, in the context of Barbados, people believe that we need to do more of that as well. But internationally, that is the recommendation that I've been seeing. And perhaps as we go along, I'll share a little bit of that information with you. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Hello?
Good morning, Mr. Ellis. How are you, sir?
I'm well, and you?
Yeah, glad to hear you, man, because I want to know if these Barbados, they probably got shareholders in Telecom. I kind of thought about getting with murder. I just thought about saying that none of doing Ian Law's body. I just thought about, you know, all right, well, my brother living in Ian Law's passed away. God rest in his grave now. And he said he wants to be represented down there. It's been in Wall Street, like. And none of Ian Law's have done since the days of Sir Philip Graves. Because Sir Philip Graves, he's one of the best minister of houses that we ever had. All the houses that you look, we see down there, so. And I just want to tell you, I saw that he had one of the houses at that time, right? He done something with Ian Law's. And he, the other clown yesterday complaining, Mr. Michael East, that he ain't getting anything. For 15 years, he ain't getting anything. We have a guy who is supposed to be elected to run Mr. Michael East, right? And so far, we just get better hair done. We do the IV, all that we do. So maybe for Mr. Minister Lashley, you know, he came up here with the proper minister, may have a good rest.
Can you point to a major road construction project in recent times, though?
Mr. Ellis, we just do Breckneck Hill there. That ain't done for the last 15 years.
Breckneck Hill.
More than 15 years.
Where Breckneck Hill is?
Breckneck Hill is the hill coming down here just before you go down here. They're going to Israel life on here. And all the cars for the money is coming down that hill there. And you had two access closed with you.
So you would see Breckneck Hill as you consider that major road construction? Because I would think...
That is one, Mr. Ellis.
I would see major road construction. If you told me that, let's say from that area there where too much, let's say from the roundabout,
yeah,
perhaps right down to the stop lights or someplace, that I would see that as a major stretch,
right?
But I don't know that I've seen that. Indeed, what is also a little bit troubling is that even the highway, the one out there by the Harbour Road, Spring Garden Highway,
yeah,
there are pockets of potholes out there too. I saw that they recently patched a couple of them that were there, but we are seeing the deterioration of even major places like that. And I've told you already that I'm really concerned about what's happening with some of the bridges and stuff on the eastern side of the island.
Yeah, but I'm
thinking,
you know.
Yes, so I haven't seen that kind of large scale construction. What I have also noticed is that in some of the tenantries and stuff, you're seeing some small roads being done, but no large scale.
Going to do, you limit the amount of money that we have.
They have
all the money and they refuse to do it. They come here, so I hear the Chibon complain all the time. And you're bad here, so I'm proud of the people that squad over here. Oh,
so you are conceding there. Before you go any further,
yeah,
you are agreeing with me that we haven't really seen much large-scale road construction under the government because they don't have the resources, right? So why did you call to contest what the man said earlier then? You calling a huff and a puff to say that he was wrong? And now you're agreeing with me?
He's wrong. Listen, the promise, the people in Bell, a cosmosis plant, it comes every form of prime minister.
What kind of plant?
A plant and a bell.
Yeah, cosmosis?
Right, or
you,
a plant.
Osmosis.
Right. Sorry about that.
No problem.
And up to now, last prime minister when after he passed through there, the same MP that said he can't get a job, and I've been none of the scholarship any better, you know. I just saw the front of my.
Let me ask you something though. Having established that, you're correct. The Barbados Labour Party did promise an osmosis plan.
Right.
Because they were trying to deal with issues of nitrates in the water.
Right.
Let me ask you, for 10 years though, they have not been in power. Where is the osmosis plan?
Mr. Ellis, you came out, we don't have the money.
You're falling back to this story. You're saying we never have money for anything. What do we have money for?
Huh?
What money that has been voted time and time again, what has been done with that money? What do we have money for? What can we afford?
They sunk some wells there, so in St. Joseph. I got a friend of mine up here yesterday, and he told me the water test is 72 boreholes. Pretty water, sorry. They get water, it's so powerful, though, that something in the top, I think, look it up, the top, I think. That's okay. One thing we do, right?
Yes.
All the permission came, who did before, because I worked the permission before, that they had surrounding thing. We make sure all them secure and things. I can remember one time we worked at even from a sketch, a man come right and then walk up, and the pump working, the booster pump working, and the next thing you know, the man will come in and kill me. You understand me? We secure all the pump sketches. You can't walk no from here, and you better from a sketch, so the years gone by, then cross the bridge down there, or secure the guys down there. So I keep on saying, hey, yo, Chris, if you saw a barrack, you probably pill, no, do a pill disorder. Because I don't understand, every day you hear CMP complaining, you know, again, boy. Really complain, then another talk about it. But you see, Mr. Asikosa, when I done with him, because you see, he's looking for grave to go in every Democratic Party thing. I can make sure that I make a reef on the cassava. I tell you, grave digger, I tell you, the grave digger, don't worry, I can give him a reef. I'll put cassava on top of you.
Not cassava, you know, cassava these, sticks.
Yeah, I can put it on top of your grave.
Yeah.
I miss it, I can throw something there. They're going by an opposition, because they're making a sex to people. They can win 18 seats.
18 seats? 18 seats?
Yeah.
Who in the Barbados Labour Party will lose?
My lawyer didn't lose.
Like who? Like who?
You were talking yesterday, but then you wrote. I hear you yesterday talking about George Payne. All them fellas, so right?
Yeah.
That people, I when she answer now, when she, what you do down there? You understand me? The most thing that I ever done for St. Ireland is when Joy Ellis was there. Joy Ellis built houses for people. If you come up here by me, you can see a house here that Joy built. You can't see that he do all year. I mean, going on, I said, do a few things down there. But if you're bored and all the people in St. Andrew, still suffering, I think
that's one seat gone.
Huh?
That's one seat gone. But of course, you have to balance St. Andrew proper with what happens in Orange Hill and them places, so.
Yeah.
So how are you penetrating Orange Hill?
No,
don't worry about what mistake you made. Tell me how you are going to penetrate Orange Hill.
But I told you, people get upset with George Payne.
Oh, which people? You mean your people?
No, people down here.
Your people?
I got people living.
Well, nobody ain't getting fed up with the government?
No.
People love it?
Most people say so about it, probably people.
Okay. So the taxation and stuff that some people complaining about, you don't hear them? You don't hear any of those complaints?
I hear them complaining about service and things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was in Canada, and the same came in. And all the, we couldn't hear the election room, but all the services were inside the election room there. Right? We didn't complain how big about Barbados can't work anymore.
I know one thing. I hear an argument which says, you know, Barbadians are still going to the supermarket. Cars are still driving, and you know, life goes on. You ever come into contact with somebody who had cancer? You know that a cancer patient still walks, still talks for a while. You know that you can appear on the surface to be okay, but if you've had all of these downgrades that we've had and stuff, it is the equivalent to having cancer.
Mr. Ellis, how many people here in Barbados dropping down dead when they come from hungriness?
From hunger?
From hungriness. How many people here?
No, but the day that we reach that stage, you know for sure that would be an environment that could create a lot more trouble for people in this country. So we haven't been there. But because we haven't been there yet does not mean that the trend that we are currently on, because even if you listen to the government itself, why would the government put so much store on a recovery program? Why would they bring a total of 6 programs since 2008 to the public of Barbados? Because they are conceding that all is not well.
But you hear me, sir? What you said?
What you said?
At least the government coming to plan. The opposition government now yet. All the opposition is talking blah, 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 blah.
Listen to me. The government has come with yet another plan. What happened to the other plans that it brought? Why did they not work? Do you understand why? Do we know?
You can know soon for now.
I mean, you can know soon for now. You should be in a position to tell me why the plans did not work. Why is it that you have to come up with yet another one?
And why you are hearing that from the opposition, what plan you have to be about the government? You don't hear that there?
Well, I have heard various things also from the opposition. I hear from the government, and listen, this cannot be the only thing that the government is putting before the public of Barbados. It must come with a manifesto. Precisely. So this can't be the be-all and end-all to the country's economic problems as they see it. But do you know fundamentally what the issue is? It is not the idea. It is implementing the idea. It's getting it to work. The government must be able to convince us that it has what it takes to make this plan work better than any of the other plans that it put before us.
Another thing too, I am so negative about the water thing. I was in Canada one time and I worked this place for 24 years. I never could get the water drink.
But that's where you left Canada.
No, I left Canada. I was Barbadian. You understand me?
So but you didn't leave Canada. You didn't leave Canada for those reasons.
No, I ain't complain. I went by boiling water and drinking tea.
So you are saying basically that once something as big as the sewage project it obtains out there, that we really shouldn't be making any noise about it.
But we didn't build the sewage project.
No, what are you saying, though?
I said it was a bad plan from the first beginning.
Yeah, but you know, that's true.
You know,
I heard that. But that argument can only take you so far. The other part of that argument is that if you are the government since 2008, because I also heard the minister responsible for water resources say that maintenance was indeed a factor, while he went on to say that in their judgment there has been some catastrophic failure. Now, he has not stuck his neck out to tell anybody exactly why the catastrophic failure has occurred, because they have not yet been able to investigate it fully. So if the minister responsible for water resources tells you that 2 issues have been responsible for it, inadequate maintenance and a catastrophic failure that now has to be more thoroughly investigated, hence why we are having the deep injection wells, how then can I listen to anything else?
Mr. Ellis, the minister is not an engineer.
But the other people who are talking in engineers neither.
The other people
who are talking about it are not engineers either. But I expect that the minister is taking advice from the engineers. And that is what he has come and said to the public.
I never said minister going over the pump yet. I see people I mentioned what happened. I see men going over there when they 300 feet the bevel of the pump.
Mm-hmm.
Or booster pump on 50
idea. Because you pull up a pump. Because you could bring up a pump that doesn't make you an engineer either. You may just be a workman. Down to brass tacks coming back. Brass tacks. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Ellis.
How are you?
I'm not too bad. Train yourself.
All the better for hearing you, my friend.
Flat wheel will get you everywhere, sir. Mr. Ellis, I want to deal with a couple of subjects today, and I got to be very careful with you because you might want to do more than why you take one and stretch me out to the end of the line.
Yeah, because I got to get detail, man.
I can try to see what you can, if we can tidy up today. And Mr. Ellis, the first thing you want to look at is the report of the Governor's Central Bank. Not necessarily in terms of the substance of the report, because it's more or less statistics, and we've got become accustomed to the government's central bank now in his reports, reciting a lot of statistics and so on. But I think a governor of a central bank has to go further than that. And I personally was very disappointed that after having delivered the statistics and the limitations of the economy, that the governor of the central bank did not go on to deal with, first of all, the deposit interest rate that has now reached probably nil, nothing in Barbados. I thought that was something that he should have been able to deal with. I also felt that he should have touched on the possibility of having a new national savings bank to give back the people of Barbados something to be proud of, because that bank was their bank.
But that's a policy position. That's a policy issue. Why would he be talking about that?
Because that's
why don't policy. You put that to the Minister of Finance and the Prime Minister of the country?
But that's the first part of the responsibility of the government's central bank.
To do what? To talk about establishing a new banking institution?
I tried to look at some innovations, some new initiatives and so on, whether it was the bank or something else. He gave no ideas of any initiatives. Nothing new on the line. What the central
do you
bank
understand what the central bank is responsible for? Monetary policy.
But that, I understand.
I don't understand what new initiatives you're talking about.
But things like the Barbados Stock Exchange, which has been underperforming.
You basically need to talk to the Minister of Finance.
No, I don't need to talk
Why
to
not?
The Minister of Finance.
Why are you shying away from that,
the Minister
Arthur?
Of the Central Bank. The Minister of the Central Bank is an advisor to the Minister. He is an advisor to the Minister.
The Central Bank Governor is supposed to be concerned with monetary policy in the country. Those other issues, as far as I'm concerned, the only one that, to my mind, is relevant is when you raise the issue of the deposit rate. All the rest, they are outside of his remit.
No, I don't believe that. So I listen to Sir Courtney Blackmon, sir. You remember he was the first governor of the Central Bank? But if you look at Sir Courtney Blackmon's speeches, some of them, you will see that Sir Courtney Blackmon always went on after delivering his statistical profile. He would go on to look at innovation or initiatives that can be approached. And that's what I'm not hearing from the governors of the Central Bank. Even the former governor, at some point in time, always points to certain things, and I always agree with him. But I'm disappointed that the present governor did not point to any initiatives, any new innovation ideas where the bank could assist the country in recovering from its present economic situation. He mentioned nothing, and I was very disappointed about that. The other thing I want to ask you as a journalist, have you seen any statistics on immigration for 2017? Number of people coming to Barbados, who they were, where they came from.
No, I haven't seen them. I haven't seen them.
You haven't seen them.
Doesn't mean that they don't exist, though.
I don't know why we haven't seen it, because I have seen figures from Bermuda, I've seen figures from Bahamas, I've seen figures from Jamaica, Trinidad. All those people have reported a breakdown of their immigration statistics. And the reason I'm asking that, sir, is because whether we are hearing Barbados complaining about potholes and sewage and garbage, people are pulling into Barbados by the hundreds.
Where are your statistics?
And they're coming. They're not coming from the small end.
Where are the statistics to support
they're
coming, that?
But that's why I just asked you.
No, my friend. I'm not the person asserting that people are coming in here by the hundreds and the droves and the thousands. You are. Mm. So don't, if you're going to say that to me, it is reasonable for you to support that by statistics. What statistics do you have?
I'll tell you what statistics. That's why I ask you if you have any up-to-date statistics. Because everywhere I turn now, every other voice I can hear is the voice of some foreign accent.
But if you come down here by me, down in the market, that would happen. If you go opposite Starcom, out there, so where the old market has been, you walk through there, you hear Guyanese, you hear Vincentians. So a lot depends upon where you are. There was a time, if you went through Nelson Street, you would hear a lot of that, too.
Yeah, mister, I'm familiar with that. But, mister, this is what I'm saying. If I go to the bank, if I go to the post office, if I go to pay taxes, if I went to renew my driver's license the other day, and half the line was on nationals. I'm not saying they're illegal or they're legal. But what I'm saying that there is a buildup of non-national.
Man, that's anecdotal evidence. That ain't got that cannot stand up to any scrutiny. And you know, the truth is that you may have a very limited zone within which you operate. And you are using that as the basis for concluding that Barbados is being overrun by people from abroad trying to fan an anti-immigration sentiment right now.
Mr. Ellis, that's not true. Let me tell you something. You remember that the Barbados, the statistics by Barbados and the panel said that our birth rate is gone negative?
Yes.
That's right.
And that we need to bring people in here to do certain things, to do certain jobs, and to help keep this country going.
Yeah, because you didn't see the other statistics. When the Barbados birth rate is dropping, the population rate is growing. The population numbers are growing. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you? That's mathematics, simple mathematics. If the Barbados population growth rate is dropping and the population rate is rising, where are the numbers coming from? They're coming from
But why don't you stop also and examine the fact that when you look at your national insurance scheme and you look down the road at the amount of money that has to be paid in pensions and that sort of thing, that this low growth rate is going to impact on that. And therefore, how are you going to address it? You're not talking about those things. It will just happen, as the trainees say, by VAPS.
Mr. Ellis, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something with national insurance, see? The national insurance actuaries, they do projections based on what they call population growth and the different categories of age and so on. But if you check carefully, Mr. Ellis, you will see that a lot of people who are working and contributing to national insurance are not going to be around very long to draw any of it. Because our rate of what you call morbidity rate is fairly high.
How high is it, Arthur? I mean, you make some startling claims without supporting them at all. What's this rate of morbidity like in Barbados right now?
There's morbidity and there's mortality.
You say the morbidity rate. That's what you call it.
The morbidity rate means more people come down with sickness, diabetes, hypertension, cancer, HIV. That's what I'm talking about.
So what is the rate?
Just a minute. I don't work at the hospital. I asked you if you have the statistics, you tell me you don't.
You are something else. You come here to make some claims, and then before you get going with your claims, you are asking somebody else to provide you with the ammunition that you need.
Mr. Ellis, I have my own information.
Well, share it then.
What I'm trying to tell you, when I came back here from Canada over 20 years ago, the obituaries on weekends used to be 20 and 25. You checked them recently? The mortality rate in Barbados has gone up considerably. Did you notice that? Because that's the statistic that you should pay attention to. You understand? And I don't want to get into that segment, but I'm saying to you, sir, that while we are running down this country, my main point, while Barbadians are running down their own country, foreigners are finding solace and comfort in being here.
That is what you wanted to say all along. My apologies.
Just give me a minute.
I apologize.
Yeah. But, if you look at the court cases in Barbados, you will see that a lot of the cases are charged on people who have no fixed place of abode. What do you think that means? We allow people to come into the country for 6 months when they got 6 weeks to maintenance. And therefore, after that, they want to go back. So they run around your place, they have to eat, they have to sleep.
But the majority of the court cases that you see are involving people who are non-Barbadian?
Not the majority yet. Mm. The last time we saw statistics from the prison, 22 to 23% were non-nationals. The last time I didn't check on drug charges. More and more of our court cases surround people who are non-nationals. And there's another statistic you got to pay attention to too. Just a minute.
No. You know, I am very conscious of using the radio station to whip up sentiment against small groups of people and stuff like that without the evidence to support it. And you are saying all of this today with absolutely nothing to back it up. And I must take your word, your assessment, and then go out there and fan a flame to tell Barbadians that we need to take a bit more of an anti-immigration stance. That's basically what you're saying to me. But your main point isn't really that. That's by the way. Your main point is that while we are running Barbados down by talking about the sewage and talking about the buses and talking about the roads and the potholes and talking about the taxes and talking about the downgrades, you know, and talking about the hospital from time to time, that we are running the country down.
That's right.
And that's one side of it. And these other people coming in here. Why is it that we can't be trying to make the country better rather than running it down?
But that's the question I wanted to ask you. But you can't give me an answer. But let me
I am giving you an answer. I'm saying to you that the people who are complaining about those things are also going to say to you that we expect better, we can do better, and that is what we are striving for. That it is not acceptable for any of us to settle for mediocrity.
Mr. Ellis, let me tell you something, sir. This is not what they call it. No, some what they call it thing you get. I am concerned, sir, that as time moves on, whether we are still wondering at the stress on the economic situation in Barbados, that we have more mouths to feed, we have more people in the school system. As a matter of fact, the last 11 plus examination listing had over 200 non-national children who were going to the system. Now, and I'm not saying that is wrong. All I'm saying is that when these people come over the border, they need health care, they need housing, they need water, they need medical attention, and all that is putting a stress on our system. The Prime Minister of Antigua, who doesn't mince his words, if you come into the country as a visitor and you break any rules or against any crime, one-way ticket out the country.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
That's Trumpism as well. And so obviously you and Trump are on the same wavelength. But I want to say this to you, you know. I am all for having some measure of control over the movement of people in and out of this country. And I've never been of the view that you can just have an open-ended approach. But Barbadians, we need to be very careful how far we go with some of these things, because you have sat here today and articulated all of the negatives associated with it. But behave as though there are no pluses, you know. These people come in and all they do is that they become a drain on us. They don't pay taxes. They don't work. They don't make a contribution. That's one-sided, you know. That's why I'm here sometimes, to counter this kind of argument that is advanced by you, so that people get an opportunity to see both sides of it. It is not a one-sided scenario. There are Barbadians who have been able to get free secondary education, free university education, healthcare at the hospital, ride on the roads, get welfare and everything. Don't work no way. Sit there and work in either. They are a drain on us. But you don't talk about them. It works both ways. It is not good enough to just look at one side of it. That's why I never agreed with the idea that you should deprive these people of some aspects of the healthcare facilities and stuff. As long as a person is working and paying taxes, and they pay taxes directly and indirectly, why should they be cheated just because they weren't born here? As long as they make a contribution, then they should be able to get the benefit of making that contribution. I think that's wrong, but it is what it is. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Hello?
Good morning, Mr. Ellis.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. How did you spend your Valentine?
At work.
At work?
Yes.
I mean, you. But you went home early.
I was at work. I spent my Valentine's at work.
Okay.
The staff here did an exceptionally good lunch, I must tell you. I intend to look to see whether I can get all of them to cater for me one of these days.
Okay, I will say thanks in advance. Yeah, Mr. Ellis, going back at something that I discussed with you about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Did you listen to Ms. Agard?
Yes, I did.
The whole, what do you think about it?
I thought that Ms. Agard did a very good job of lambasting both sides.
Okay. Now, what I ask you that too. I don't know. Being a Democrat, over the years, I know the days of Crawford and Dr. Ramsey's capital.
I want you to know that there's a distinct difference in my mind between being a supporter of the Democratic Labor Party and being a Democrat, though.
Okay, I'm a member.
That doesn't... Being a DLB member or supporter does not make you a Democrat. It just makes you a Democratic Labor Party supporter.
Because Peter Wickham on Tuesday seemed to believe that I gone to Miss Eastman. But... I don't know how you're thinking.
But you guys, you would support Miss Eastman, Dr. Agard, because as long as they put some lashes in the Barbados Labour Party, you will be happy.
But this is what I'm getting to. You lead me right where I am going. I was a Democrat for all these years, and I started with Dr. Crawford, and I would go from Mr. Crawford. To Dr. Essie. And I miss out Donna Innes. In all of my days around the DLB, members have attacked the leader, the party. And what is puzzling to me is how can a political organization lose Ms. Agard and Ms. Eastman at the same time? You got me?
What?
I mean, have you listened to these two ladies? Miss Agard and Miss Eastman. They're others that they lose to. But I talk about these two particular ladies. How can a political organization lose two individuals that I see on the air, these two people?
Yeah, that's a valid question. How can they lose them? By the same token, having asked that, and how is it that the DLP couldn't gain them?
Oh, that only show you that show you how strong a B they are. So after not being able to say, well, I'm a B, I'm not going to.
They are reflecting something else. They are reflecting the views of a number of other people out there who feel that both political parties have been disappointing in the way that they have been treating the people of Barbados. I mean, if you listen to the estimates debate this past week.
You know, listen.
You could understand why there is a body of opinion in this country that remains disappointed.
But I was disappointed with it too, but that ain't the real.
What were you disappointed about?
I will get to that. Let me finish this one first before I get to that. What I don't understand, and I will like, now, the Democrats I call from Crawford to David Essie was open to the public. You could see that there's something wrong with the party. And that before Ms. Agard was dismissed from that party, I never hear her criticize the party, nor no one within the party. Up to today, I haven't heard Ms. Eastman criticize no member of the Barbados Labour Party. You have heard any before? So I want to know, and why these not to. Why one seem to have jumped and one get pushed? You can help me?
No, I can't help you. A lot of that has been discussed already. I thought that it was...
What was discussed?
I thought that it was pretty well known that the two of them had their differences with the way that things were being done.
It can't be in the party because I heard George Payne I heard this on your station. George Payne told Ms. Agard, don't worry, you'll be back with
that. this talk, you know what amazes me with this?
So I've le-
you just you'd been out of this country for a while, so yeah. You told me, right?
Yeah.
But I've lived here for quite a while myself. I haven't been out too long. But I'll tell you that I have seen other times when people left political parties. I do recall when Clyde Masko led the Democratic Labour Party into an election and then left the Democratic Labour Party and resides right now in the bosom of the Barbados Labour Party. Kerry Simmons. You know, over the years, I have seen Doc Husbands cross the floor. I remember Don Blackman crossing the floor. I remember Elliot Motley leaving the Barbados Labour Party on the cusp of their going to Parliament, going into our government in 1976 to go as Consul General for the Democratic Labour Party in New York. I mean, there is so much of this that we have seen over the years.
But Mr. Ellis, you are correct, but in all of those names you just called,
what? What's different? What's a big thing?
The public had an idea why it occurred. Why the left?
There are differences.
Why the left?
But what idea you had? When
we don't have.
That's not what you're saying. Is not necessarily true right across the board with the names that I've caught.
I am saying that Miss Eastman and Miss Eagard, I deal with two people, two ladies. After today, we forget Miss Eastman. Up to today,
you are out of it because I remember one evening going across to the Barbados Labour Party headquarters where the executive council or whatever they call it out there had a meeting and had a vote and expressed its position on Dr. Eagard's membership. So I don't understand why you're wasting all of this time.
Mr. Ellis,
Excuse me.
I remember that meeting whereby...
Hold on a minute. You got more than one point to raise with me. Okay, remember this. If we exhaust all of the time on this, it's going to be difficult on the next one.
As you bring up Robert Street, that evening when Mr. Hargolop and Ms. Eastman turn up to represent the lady, you remember that evening, so I say you was up there.
Yeah, and there's a matter that ended up in
court.
The
leader of the opposition, before they even enter say this in a court, when they can't come here to tell me to do, this is not a court. In other words, we could do what we feel like. That is how it's.
Did this matter go to court subsequently?
Did
the court make a ruling on this very matter?
The court never made a ruling.
What did the court say?
The court say, as far as I understand, that they put the accused the wrong person. In other words, they brought the wrong person to court. So the case could be tried.
Fine.
Okay, I can move now to the next one.
Yes. Okay.
This one now is to Miss Lane. I think that's her name. The lady that sometimes when she speaks, you believe that there's only women in Barbados. I would like Miss Lane.
President of NOAA, saying so?
Yeah, I would like her to take a check.
PRO of NOAA.
And to bear a little... For about a year, focused in this direction. Now, when I came back here, I was staying, going to get my medications and things. And the lady said, well, you wasting all your money and things, man. You this and that. You work hard in this country. And she told me to go at that time. It was Blackrock Polyclinic. And the morning I get up to go to Blackrock Polyclinic, I was about the third by the door. And then the security guard opened the door. If I had an idea what I was going into, I would have picked that. From the time he opened the door, he ran back from the door. And I almost get pushed down. I almost fall on my face.
Why?
People are attending the polyclinic for medicals, see the doctor. You will be like they could rush and want to fight to get into a polyclinic. But why I say this is, when I look around at that time, my vision was good. I think there was only two men. I want Miss Lane to study this also. If you go in a supermarket and you hear somebody cursing anybody in the supermarket, including a child, check with whose voice you're hearing. If you get in the minibus and you say, oh, start loading where it's a little too loud, you mind? And you hear, well, you don't go this certain language if you don't want to hear that, a particular voice. I want Miss.
No, you need to link that all to what was said last evening by Cheryl Willoughby, who said that.
She said
that there was a time when a lot of this bad behavior that you got, it was four boys to one woman. Now it's two to one. And that we are seeing a significant increase, the violence, the fighting. You see, one of my concerns is this. There is a misguided notion that violence in this country is only of one type, one dimension. The violence and the aggression are linked, and you have to look at them across the board. So, I mean, there has been a lot that women have achieved. I listened to Justice Cornelius yesterday talking. Somebody asked her yesterday, on a scale of 9 to 10, what progress would you say that Barbadian women have made? And she went down the line. She said, out of a scale of 9 to 10, of 0 to 10, sorry, what is it? She said she would put them at 9. In terms of she said that in terms of legislative achievements, she would put them at 9.
9 to 10 or 9 out of 100?
9 out of 10. 9 out of 10.
Oh, you can continue.
She said 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
So then she said, but there are still some areas to be addressed. That legislation alone, and I accept that, legislation alone is not the full story. But what is not being addressed at the same time? Is I link all of that to what was said later in the evening by Cheryl Willoughby, who talked about the assaults and the violence and the extent to which men are in the vanguard of it. And you know what? I bet you, I don't have all the stats, but I know when I look at things like the woundings and I look at the murders and stuff, it's man on man. It's largely man on man. It's not the domestic violence thing that they're talking about alone, you know. There's some of that. But the guys who are being taken out are being taken out by fellow men. All right? And there is too little focus on these things because the gender war is continuing. It's subtle sometimes and it's overt at times. And it is taking us nowhere.
Whatsoever.
So, NOD has set up its platform to cuss men when they're ready, all right, and talk about how men disadvantage the women. And MISA will set up its platform and say how the women are taking advantage of the men and not allowing them to see their children. And never the two shall come together and look at the things that we have in common.
That's why we like to say to Miss Lane, I've given her a little advice, I hope. I would like Miss Lane to, you know, get a couple of groups that she in charge of. And on evenings after 4, go by the hangout spots, places there years ago, only you will find, let's say, 8 men or 1 woman. Check all these hangout spots there, you're saying karaoke and there, you play dominoes and etc. And then she will ask herself, who is looking after the children?
They said, I had a voice note this week with a woman saying what she would do if anybody touched her children or a child. You heard that voice note?
No, I heard
that. That woman cursed so bad. It was somebody told me, she's rather fluent, isn't she? You know?
Yeah, woman, let's get together and try to solve this problem instead of trying to make Barbados electoral rabies or something that women ain't got the...
No, we need to recognize, I agree with you though. You see, at the end of the day, what it's going to come down to, if you're not careful, is just another one of those tug of wars where it is the men against the women, and we are going nowhere.
And we don't want that.
We got to
suffer.
We're all like, no, sir, we're suffering. If you look at the stats are saying that we are suffering from it, and very little is being done about it. I remember when the Labour Party was in office, we talked about the need to pay more attention to that social dimension. They didn't pay as much attention to it as they ought to. Now I hear the former Prime Minister saying that we need to, the state needs to intervene to help mothers deal with at-risk boys. But all back then, we expected that too. Because even in the presentation yesterday evening, reference was made to the fact that Richard Carter had done a survey back here in 2005, had done research in 2005, pointing to some of these very problems. So all back then, we knew where we were going. We knew this way back from, I would say, in particular, from down in the 1990s. You saw where Barbados was going. But we were so consumed by putting emphasis on job creation and on the infrastructure thing, that we completely missed that other side of the thing. And we have not yet come to terms with it.
Yeah, let me go quick because you and I was talking for the balance of the afternoon. Mr. Ellis, mm-hmm. You ever was responsible for renting out a house or anything in this country?
Yeah.
No. If you, when you get, let's say, 10 persons comes to be interviewed about the houses, how many does be men? How many does be
single? It's predominantly female.
And most of them does be?
Predominantly female and single.
Okay. So this conversation about where the men is, women leaving their mother's home to be single. And I hope that they forget this thing, but given the impression
too many men start home at their mother. They got a lot of men out here, so they got a lot of men at 40-something and 50-something still staying home and asking their mother to cook and wash for them.
My God,
they don't take on the responsibility at all. That's ridiculous.
You have a good day.
All right.